This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still ahead, answers to your questions in contending for the faith and in understanding the Scriptures, Dave and Tom will resume their conversation on God's salvation.
It's on the horizon. It's almost in view. Get ready for Judgment Day. Islam, Israel, and the nations.
The new book from Dave Hunt and the Berean Call. Is God about to judge the world over issues related to Israel? This highly informative and revealing work cuts through the political to the prophetic, alerting us to the judgment about to befall this planet. Hans Christian, president of the International Sakharov Committee, calls it the most important book on the issues of the Middle East and the Holy Land. Joseph Farah, founder of WorldNetDaily.com, says Dave Hunt has nailed it. This book is a wake-up call to a sleepwalking world trying to make sense of events that were foretold in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Lecturer and co-author of The Seduction of Christianity, Dave Hunt.
Judgment Day is the most important book I've written. God's judgment is coming upon this world. The leaders of this world are defying what God has said about Israel and about that land that belongs to them, and they're taking the side of people who pretend that that land belongs to them, and it does not. And God is going to punish this world, and we document that in the book.
This treatment of the topic offers no room for political correctness or ecumenical accommodations. The truth is more devastating than fiction. Judgment Day, Islam, Israel, and the Nations, the latest by Dave Hunt, is now available from the Berean Call in ebook and hardcover. Information on how to order in just a moment. And now, to tell you more about our ministry, here's TBC Executive Director Tom McMahon.
The name The Berean Call is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 17, verses 10 and 11, where we find the Apostle Paul entering the synagogue in the Greek city of Berea after he had just come from Thessalonica. To these Bereans, he preached that Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah sent from God. They were commended for being noble or fair-minded, not only for their willingness to hear what Paul had to say about the matter, but more specifically because they searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether or not what the apostle was saying was found in God's Word. That's what we hope to encourage through this ministry. Our mission is to alert believers in Christ to unbiblical teachings and practices impacting the church. We want to exhort believers to give greater heed to biblical discernment and truth regarding what they are accepting as spiritual. We hope to supply those who profess to be biblical Christians with information and materials that will encourage the love of God's truth. Hopefully, we can help mobilize believers in Christ to action in obedience to the scriptural command to earnestly contend for the faith, found in Jude 3. And finally, our prayer is that we can be used of God to stimulate Christians to look to the Bible alone as their rule of faith, authority, and practice in living lives pleasing to our Lord and Savior. Gary?
In addition to this radio program, we publish a monthly newsletter, which we make available free of charge. We also produce and distribute a wide variety of teaching materials, including books, video and audio tapes, and other items to encourage the serious study of God's Word. For a complete list of materials, or to get a copy of today's broadcast, write to us at P.O. Box 7019. Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call our toll-free order number, 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. If you would like a copy of this broadcast, ask for program number 4305. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. We'll repeat this information at the end of the program. now, Religion in the News, a report and comment on religious trends and events being covered by the media. This week's item is from LifeSiteNews.com, September 6, 2005, with the headline, Decadence Despite Death and Destruction. New Orleans. Homosexuals, a few of whom already marched Sunday, have rescheduled their planned Southern Decadence Homosexual Festival for tomorrow, despite the death and destruction left behind by Hurricane Katrina last week. The event draws 125,000 homosexual revelers to New Orleans annually. The festival, a six-day festival highlighted by a parade on the Sunday before Labor Day, is a yearly event that earned its reputation by being one of the most unapologetically racy exhibitions of gay life, where outlandish costumes and outdoor sex were the norm, according to a Sovo.com report. The shocking callousness of New Orleans gay activists towards the severe suffering of its fellow citizens cannot be adequately articulated in a news report, said ex-homosexual James Hartline, who depicted the Southern Decadence Festival to WorldNet Daily as, quote, replete with tens of thousands of men and women engaged in public nudity, prostitution, illegal drug use, and destructive public S&M sex, end quote. The idea that human beings are continuing to party while hundreds of thousands of fellow citizens are starving, dying, and suffering from a multitude of sicknesses brings into focus the real lack of judgment that these constant advocates of special gay rights demonstrate in a time of crisis, Hartline added.
Dave, as we just grieved over in the last segment, the sense of people buying lies and, mm-hmm. and believing things that are so irrational, so illogical. And now we're looking at this so-called festival. This is a festival of death. These people are dying because of what they're involved in. And I'm not talking about some divine judgment. I'm talking about just the lifestyle and what it does to their lives.
Well, it cuts the life approximately in half, very close to it. Not quite as much for women as for men. If everyone became homosexuals, and this is their aim, actually, this is why they're in the schools, this is why they're telling young kids, well, try it out, you'll like it. Maybe you're a homosexual too, and they're working toward that end. Well, if everyone adopted that lifestyle, it would be the end of the human race. They don't have babies. It would just be the end. Now, how you can celebrate that, have festivals about that, and gay pride parades, and so forth, and when you study it a little bit, I mean, the filth, the abhorrence of the practices and what they engage in, you wouldn't want to talk about it in public. But they're down there to display it in public for the world to see. Without shame, apparently, they've come out of the closet for sure. And I don't like to say, I would hesitate to say, well, it was God who judged New Orleans because of their sin, but it is one of the most wicked cities in America. It's like Sodom and Gomorrah in many ways. It also is the most Catholic city in America, and it is the most voodoo city in America.
But Dave, that's the second thing I wanted to talk about with regard to this so-called festival, with regard to Katrina. As this man says, just the lack of consideration for what has gone on there, why you would have a festival. They should be grieving and helping and trying to restore the city in some way. But the issue, we hear this from all circles, Dave. Christians are saying, this is God's judgment. Muslims are saying, this is God's judgment on America. Mm-hmm. You have yet Bourbon Street, the French Quarter, and so on. They didn't have the damage that much of the city had. I don't know that you could try to make a case that God is judging this city and so on. First of all, I think God is still in his long-suffering mode.
Yeah.
I think his judgment, if there is judgment, it comes upon Christians in the sense of Hebrews chapter 12. Jesus, those whom I love, I scourge, I chastise, and so on. Correction, yes, but for believers, I don't think judgment has come on the world yet. I know it's going to in a big way, but I have my doubts as to whether this is God's judgment at all.
Well, I don't know, and that's why I said I wouldn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a number of correlations every time the U.S. pressures Israel, and again, I'm not trying to make a case for this.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe these are all coincidences. but you can go back and see. And it was, you know, the U.S. pressuring Israel, let's get out of the settlements. Of course, it's the U.N. and so forth. But some kind of a natural disaster seems to happen. And again, Tom, I haven't gone back to document that, and I'm not trying to make a case for that. On the other hand, if we're talking about judgment, Arafat is getting his judgment now. He's not with us anymore. He's gone to meet his reward. And he thought he would be rewarded by Allah, and he finds out he's in hell. And he's in torment. I think the least concern of Arafat right now is the Middle East. There's something more important than the Middle East or Katrina or whatever goes on in this world, because this is temporary. But you reject Christ, you refuse to accept the payment made on your behalf by Christ on the cross, as God laid on him our sins. He took the full punishment that we all deserve. You do not accept that and gratefully bow before him. You will then pay it yourself forever and forever and forever. That's only justice. That's fairly simple. So whatever is going on in this world, whatever the significance of Katrina or anything else, we've got to be careful. We better make our plans, and we better make our provision and accept the peace that God has given us through Christ, because, as the Bible says, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment.